Welcome back to day 18 of the 21 Days of Calm. Today we're going to discuss a key concept of mindfulness meditation, impermanence. Really, the only constant in life is impermanence. Everything is constantly changing. Nothing is fixed or certain. People we love get sick. All of us age and pass. Material things fall apart and careers end. Things that bring us joy in life fade as well, like friendships, partnerships, children grow, and seasons change. And for the most part, even though we technically understand the law of impermanence, we fight it. We clutch onto that which we don't want to part with, and we resist endings of all kinds. Many of us prefer to deny that everything ultimately changes because of the false sense of security that comes with that perspective. But the truth is, the law of impermanence is actually very freeing because it reminds us we don't have to hold on so tightly since everything comes and goes. It allows us to let go and flow with the changes in life instead of fighting them. We love the endorphins that come with falling in love and immersing ourselves in activities that bring us joy. When they end, we say to ourselves, "I've got to get back there." That's where happiness lies. This is what we do day after day. We don't know any other way, but there is another way. We can deepen in our acceptance that all moments, all activities, all experiences have a beginning and ending. Everything is temporary. A student once went to his meditation teacher and said, "My meditation's horrible. I'm so distracted, my legs ache, and I'm constantly falling asleep. It's horrible." "It will pass," the teacher said matter-of-factly. A week later, the student came back to his teacher. "Wow, my meditation is wonderful. I feel so aware, so peaceful, so alive. It's wonderful." "It will pass," the teacher said matter-of-factly. And the teacher's right. Everything passes, and there's no better way to deepen your understanding of impermanence than through the experiential practice of meditation. So let's start today by finding a quiet place to sit where you won't be disturbed, either on a cushion or a chair. Sit comfortably with a straight back and close your eyes. Bring your attention to your body and relax. Begin to relax your breath, observing its flow as you inhale and exhale. With each breath, settle deeper into your body, relaxing any obvious tension you may be holding. As you continue to breathe naturally, bring your awareness to how your body feels as a whole. Sensing if there's any stress or anxiety, tightness or fatigue. Whatever comes up is fine. Just notice how you feel in this moment, recognizing all moments change. Notice if you feel different now, just a few moments later. Do you feel more still and centered, more calm and relaxed, or perhaps more fidgety and restless? Whatever you feel is fine, because all feelings eventually pass and change. Bring your attention to your breath. Notice its beginning and ending. There's a start and a finish. Observe what happens when you inhale and sustain your attention. At the end of the inhale, there's an ending, a small gap or pause, and then the inhale transforms, becoming an exhale. Follow the exhale to its end, and notice the exhale changes back into an inhale. The breath is one of the most simple and clear examples of beginnings and endings. Breathing in and out, over and over. As you sit, you'll notice the fleeting nature of thoughts. If you stay with each thought long enough, you'll notice it lacks staying power. All thoughts come and they go. Nothing stays the same. Allow them all to trickle away like water down a stream. Try not to get caught up in the stream of thought. Simply stand on the sidelines, observing it. Notice how each thought comes and goes. As it appears to your mind, acknowledge it, then gently release it, returning to the breath. You'll likely experience emotions arise as you sit. Recognize them as they come up. Observe how fleeting they are and how they change, just like the breath, just like thoughts. It takes practice, but eventually you start to notice that no emotions are fixed. All eventually fade or change. Seeing the changing nature of our emotions makes them far more manageable. If you're experiencing a positive emotion, you may notice a feeling of grasping, wanting to sustain and control it so it doesn't fade or disappear. Or perhaps if you notice a difficult emotion, you may notice yourself resisting it or pushing it away. Notice that regardless of whether emotions feel positive or negative, they're all impermanent, arising and passing. the more you practice and understand this on an experiential level through meditation, the more you begin to trust when you experience strong or difficult emotions that there's an end in sight. This makes experiencing any kind of difficult emotion far more bearable. There's an understanding that all feelings, all experiences have a beginning and an ending. This too shall pass. Our emotions, our thoughts, and our breath. Now turn your attention towards sensation in your body. Witness it as a neutral observer, adding no commentary to whether what you feel is good or bad. You're simply noticing what comes up and observing the nature of impermanence. Notice all sensations that arise in your body. There's pressure and vibrations, heat and coolness, lightness and heaviness, hardness and softness. There's itching and tingling, sharp pain and numbness. Notice how all sensation that arises is constantly shifting and changing. As each sensation arises, notice the old one pass away. You can even note the words rising and passing, rising and passing. Then return to the breath until another sensation calls for your attention. Meditating on impermanence is one of the most powerful mindfulness practices. Things constantly change in positive and negative ways, so working with impermanence prepares us for change in day-to-day life. When we experience heartbreak, we know this too shall pass. When we're lying in bed sick or in pain, we know this too shall pass. when we lose our jobs or material possessions, we know these challenges will pass and we're able to find acceptance sooner. When we expect something to go one way and it goes the opposite, knowing everything is temporary, we can bring forth an openness, understanding that sometimes life surprises us in ways we couldn't have imagined. Everything is subject to change. Our bodies, our social status, our relationships, and the seasons. Nothing is permanent. When we begin to accept the impermanence of life with a fresh openness, we begin to experience an ease in life. And as the practice finishes, keeping your eyes closed, bring your attention back to the room. Gently wiggle your fingers and toes. Notice how your mind and body feel in its ever-changing nature. Then slowly open your eyes. Congratulations for completing day 18 of the 21 Days of Calm. Tomorrow we'll be exploring how to bring more compassion and loving kindness into our lives. Have a wonderful day, and I look forward to seeing you then.